Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, pay attention. It's here. It's finally here. Episode 4 of your Boyhood's Atlanta podcast, in your face like fucking semen in a girl's eye. Hello, did you see me coming? It's your boy, Hoods Atlanta. It's finally here, ladies and gentlemen. Episode 4. Episode 4 on that ass. Please, Atlanta, stand the fuck up. You are now witnessing history in the making. The funny thing is, it's like, I'm starting to view things in a completely different light. I'm starting to actually understand the dynamic of what I've been placed on this earth to do. I understand why my presence is completely necessary. I'm here to spit the truth. I'm here to be completely honest. Because for some odd reason, I feel like I'm the most logical human being walking the earth today. I feel that when I pass physically, that my soul eternally is going to really live its best life. That's how logical I feel I am as a human being. I see things completely different than everyone else. I literally feel when I walk the streets and when I'm living life on a day-to-day basis that I'm the most normal human being on earth. There's a couple people that out there that could actually join my Justice League table. And I know everyone thinks I sound extremely crazy right now, but you know what? That's exactly why I feel I'm more normal than you, bitch. It's simple. I view things in a light that's completely unique and different than the average person. Newsflash. Hello, today, this is December 19th, 2018. The time is 12:51 a.m. Eastern Time. Here's a news flash for all you stupid motherfuckers out there. I'm sorry, I work in the restaurant industry, and if you walk into a restaurant at 9:55 and we close at 10 o'clock, I fucking hate you. The interesting thing is that I want to talk about right now, I've been quite observant. I just moved back into the city, and I want to say probably about 4 or 5 blocks away from where I live, there's this dog park, and it's one of the most artistic, hip dog parks. You know what? Fuck it. It's overall, it's a dope park. But it belongs to people who own dogs. And they take their dogs and they play at this really fascinating dog park. And I remember years ago when Michael Vick was in trouble with his homeboys in West Virginia, or in Virginia, were fighting pit bulls. And Michael Vick knew about it, didn't participate, in the actual dog fights. He might have when he was a youth, because in Virginia, there's really nothing to do but fight dogs. Okay? People in Virginia, or certain parts of Virginia, are known for having sex with their cousins. You know, oh, it's my second cousin. I don't give a fuck. I mean, that's not really technically blood, but that's what they do. That's how they roll. There's a lot of weird shit that goes on outside of the element that you're used to. I love food trucks and seeing hip white people and IPAs, beer wise, you know what I'm talking about. Okay? I like normal shit. Hanging out with the kid, fucking around, going to the mall, eating at the food court, buying a video game, have a cool job. I don't know. I feel normal. But in very rural areas, like the part of Virginia Michael Vick was from, they fight dogs. Okay? It's not the city. There's nothing heterosexual or metropolitan about certain parts of Virginia. They fight dogs. Okay? My dad used to tell me stories about when, you know, when he was growing up in the 40s, 50s. In the South Bronx in New York, my dad was Puerto Rican. They fought chickens, cockfighting. That was a big deal. That's what they did in the alleys of the mean streets of the South Bronx, which these days it probably has a nice little Starbucks and a Barnes & Noble and a Target. I don't know. I haven't been there in a long time. I used to go visit my dad. I mean, not my dad, but my dad's family in the South Bronx. And it was a whole bunch of shitty ass stores, random people. And I remember a subway, like not a subway, not the sandwich place, but like a train station. And a whole bunch of angry motherfuckers driving. Like just the horns, beep, beep, beep. I mean, I'm just constant. Everyone's beeping their horn. I hate that shit. Horns are unnecessary, especially now, like car alarms. No one cares about a car alarm. They get frustrated and angry, irritated when they hear that sound. I get irritated when I hear the sound of a car alarm and a horn. It pisses me off, makes me mad. So they cockfight, no, not cockfight, they dogfight in rural areas of Virginia and in Mississippi and in Georgia. The fuck they do? Everything is not metropolitan. Everything is not heterosexual. You know, everything isn't modern and chic. You go outside your element and there ain't shit to do. There's a gas station that sells everything. There's maybe a supermarket of some sort, I don't know, and just trees and dirt, nigga. That's it. So there ain't shit to do but kick it. Okay? And fight dogs. So I was in the Vortex in Little Five Points, and I want to think, I don't remember the year. It was a while back. and it was the moment where Michael Vick was issued his sentence for being affiliated with his country homeboys that worked, but lived still in Virginia and fought dogs and made money. It was like Gladiator. It's like Troy. It was like Game of Thrones, but with pit bulls in the country. Okay. He went to prison for a year. And there was this extremely liberal, tatted up white girl that worked behind the bar that threw me out of the vortex because I was offended at the sentence that was issued to Michael Vick. I'm going to remind everybody that even today in 2018, there are certain communities and apartment complexes that won't even allow pit bulls to live on their property. Let me just remind people, right now in 2018, there are some communities, I repeat, that will not allow you to have a pit bull on the property. Even if it's a fucking, what do they call those dogs these days? Some people have animals, they bring them into restaurants, and they bring them into Target and Walmart because they're stress relief dogs. I think that's what they're called. Or, you know, it helps people with their anxiety. Blah, 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 blah to the motherfucking blah. Let me pour myself a drink. So, as I'm a patron, spending money in the vortex in Little Five Points right on fucking Moreland Avenue. If you're from the A, you know where the fuck I'm talking about. The Vortex and Little Five. Sorry, that's me unplugging my phone accidentally. My power's low. I spent fucking money in this restaurant, in this establishment. I'm a patron. I'm sitting at the bar. I think it was a fucking Wednesday in the afternoon, and they announced the sentence to Michael Vick, and she saw my facial expression. She heard me say, fuck, does he really deserve to be in prison for being affiliated with country niggas who fight dogs? I don't know. Got thrown out. You don't really see that much of an outcry or an uproar when black people get shot for routine police stops, right? I was taking some money to the bank. I manage a restaurant in Midtown Atlanta. I was going to the Wells Fargo with my headphones on. I'm trying to remember what I listened to. Well, I was listening to, because I listen to pretty much the same shit all the time. I have a couple of playlists with like over 100 songs per playlist. I was listening to something I probably listened to like every day, and I have been listening to every day for the past 3-4 years. I see these white people walk out the bank, and I'm looking at them, and I'm not looking at what they're talking to. I'm not looking at their car. Their car was behind me, but they're walking out the bank, and there's three white women, and they're like, look at the little baby, look at that. And I was just like, what the fuck? Did they leave their fucking baby or their kid or their grandchild or their child inside of a car while they went into the bank. I was like, how cruel white people are. White people are so cruel. And then I turned the fuck around to see what they were making these weird noises to. I'm like, what the fuck? What's going on? I turned around. And they were talking and speaking to a dog. And they were intense. Like, even me doing the wizzle, that doesn't even describe how they were when I saw them walking out the bank. It doesn't even come close. It doesn't. And there's so many animal activist groups out there who defend the freedoms of an animal. And some of these elite animal activist groups that exist today are white people. I've witnessed more uproar about dogs from white people than I have when it comes to black people getting murdered by police officers. The reason why a great quarterback kneeled in protest of black people getting brutalized and murdered by white police officers. There's more of an uproar and an uprise when it comes to defending dogs than there is black people. To me, honestly, if you guys know who I am and know what I'm about, I really don't give a fuck. There's a lot of black people and dogs that I don't like. I'm just going to keep it 100 with you guys. So I don't want anyone to get confused that I'm on my podcast right now and I'm being militant. Speaking of the podcast, you can catch me on the Apple Podcast or Anchor app. Anchor app sucks. And when I do my podcast on Anchor app and I transfer it to Google Play or Apple Podcasts, it still sucks. But let's stay focused. I think dogs and black people should get equal attention. I think that's the whole point and the whole purpose of this particular segment. I dated a girl who I really liked. I did. I really liked her. But you know what? I wasn't jealous, but I was annoyed on how much she loved her dog. I was annoyed by it. To me, like I said at the beginning of my very first segment, to me, someone, I don't know, she paid way too, the way she communicated with the dog, excuse me, in my personal opinion, to me, it was strange. It was weird. I like dogs. I do. But when you speak to them, they don't know what you're saying. Facts. They don't know. In your crazy, wild imagination, you could think they know or understand you, but they don't. They just don't. So when you talk to a dog like it's a child, I mean, it's interesting. I don't dislike it to the point where I don't know, but it's just weird. So I'm gonna take a caller. I want to see what the public has. I want to see the public view. I want to see what the public has to say. My brother, so I'm going to do my Bernie Mac. That was terrible. Marco, God, Lee, that was fucking awful. So I'm going to take a caller out there. Caller number one. Yeah, I had a real interesting question because I was listening to everything that you were saying. Okay, I was listening to everything you were saying, and I was curious, and this might be a little strange, but I don't give a fuck because I am caller number one on that ass, motherfuckers. I am caller number one. Caller number one, that's what I am. So I was curious, would you have sex with a pit bull and a beautiful woman with some big old fake titties and some ass implants? Would you have sex with a pit bull and a female with some big old titties and some ass implants for $20 million? You know, it's interesting that caller number one had this question, this particular question to ask. And as corny as it may sound, that was me trying to impersonate a caller. That's how low budget the Anchor app is. But I'm able to express myself on this wonderful platform. So, I was talking to the people at my job about this interesting subject. And the subject was, would you have sex with a transsexual for $300 million? If you were a straight heterosexual man, would you have sex with a beautiful transsexual for $300 million? And how this conversation came up, let me just be clear, okay? The conversation came up because we were talking about Dwight Howard. And Dwight Howard being the NBA player he is, and since I'm from Georgia, I love Dwight Howard. I love Josh Smith. You know, both play for the Atlanta Hawks. I'm a big Hawks fan. And at the end of the day, they're both from the A. But Dwight Howard got caught up fucking with a transsexual, or he's into whole. Listen, Dwight Howard's gay, but he's a different type of gay. I think there are levels of being gay, right? And I know the average person would be like, oh, you suck dick, so you gay. You know, niggas I know will call them faggots. Like, ooh, you a faggot, nigga. Faggot ass, face ass nigga. Right? But I personally feel there are different levels of gay. Like, I love gay people. You know, because I don't look at them as being gay people. I just look at them as being people. Right? That's just me. You know, and if you know me, you know how much I love vagina. I love pussy. Ooh, I love, there's nothing on this earth greater than pussy. Pussy's the greatest thing. Like, money and pussy is always, it's like East versus West, Cavs versus the Warriors, or how it was for like 4 years straight. Lakers versus Celtics. That's how I love pussy. Right? So I look at gay people and I'm just like, you know what? I get your gayness. I understand your gayness. You know, that's not me, but I get it. That's you. Right? So it was me, Richard, and I'm trying to think who the other two people were when we had this discussion at work. About would you have sex with a sexy, fine transsexual for $300 million? So I want to know if everyone wants to know what my answer was. But we're not going to get into my answer. We're going to get into other people's answers, right? We're talking $300 million tax-free. And the rules were no one knows how you got the $300 million. No one knows. It is a secret how you got the $300 million. But the funny thing is, to be quite honest with everyone out here in fantasy world, most men would do it, but they wouldn't admit to doing it. Even if they're playing around and they're joking, they wouldn't admit it. It's a fact. We're talking $300 million, right? And we're talking about a Beyonce that has a dick. What's that fucking Spanish? What's that Spanish girl's name? That Beyonce, she looks like a Spanish version of Beyonce. Shakira. I think it's Shakira. Shakira. Thank you for the ghost in the room that, okay, listen, I don't want you to think I'm that strange. I'm just kidding. It's just a joke. Shakira with a dick. Rihanna with a dick. All and every bad fucking bitch out there that you know and you've seen with a dick for $300 million. Here's the type of reality show I want to see. I want to see a reality show where a man is interacting with a group, a fucking mosh pit of fucking bad bitches, right? But in the mixture of all these bad bitches are bad transsexuals, right? And I want to see a man compete for love with these women and these transsexuals in the mix. Right? And the winner gets whoever he picks and $300 million. But here's the kicker. If he happens to pick one of the transsexuals, he could either get with the transsexual for one night and he gets the $300 million. Or if he doesn't get with the transsexual for one night, he doesn't get the $300 million. He gets his pride. His pride going back to his regular life. I don't know. Some aspects and most aspects of regular life is pretty cool to me. Okay? So that should answer your question about how I feel about it. But if I did fuck around and do or fuck a transsexual for $300 million, I wouldn't be mad at me, but I wouldn't do it. That's just me. My regular life is okay. You know, it's a little stressful. But I'm not sucking any dicks or eating ass for who's hot right now. Woo! But there's some regular Instagram girls that look really good right now that I'll probably eat their ass. I'm not gonna lie. But anyway. So either way, I wouldn't be mad at myself. But I so happen to love my regular life. So $300 million sucking a dick for it is probably not going to happen. But if my bestest of homeboys say, yo, I sucked a dick for $300 million and she was bad, or she was bad, I'm not mad at him. He's got 300 million. He's my best friend, nigga. I'm not mad at you. God bless you. Do what you do. Let's go have fun. You know how much fun you can have if your best friend sucks some dick for $300 million? $300 million. Shit in life is real interesting. It really is. You know, I was doubting myself when it came to actually releasing or doing another podcast. But there's everything, and every time I speak, that I know that there's something unique about what I say and my voice. Like, I listen to a lot of different podcasts, and I watch a lot of different YouTube channels, and some of it, I'm not gonna lie, is entertaining. Some of it is just absolutely terrible. And I feel like that I'm right in the middle. And if I can start off in the middle and try to gain ground to take over or get to the top, it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. You know, so ladies and gentlemen, that was my sensitive moment of my podcast. And you know what? My nigga, please snap the fuck out of it. There's so many things to talk about. You know, I kind of wanted to get into the whole subject of being single. And I don't know. I have to review some of my other podcasts and think, or rather see if I've been talking about being single. But being single is a motherfucker, especially at my age. And there's no shame in my game. I'm 41 years old, you know, and I don't think that 41 is old, especially from my perspective, since I am 41, right? Like, I've seen and I've experienced and I've accomplished and I've lost. I've done it all and I've been through it all. You know, a lot of my success started when I was young. And unfortunately, at the point of being 41, I'm trying to figure out, what's the point? What am I doing? Why am I here? And I sincerely feel that this podcast is the way to communicate and let everyone know how I am. Give everyone some insight of who I am. And to be quite honest, I did this podcast for the people that continuously ask me, when are you going to do another one? I don't, and I quite can't understand why people enjoy listening to what the fuck I have to say. But I will say this much, is that I appreciate that people want to hear what the fuck I have to say. And from this point on, and from this moment, everyone listening right now who's rewinding and listening to several quotes that I've just quoted, or what I've said, quoting meaning me and quoting what I've said, I appreciate everyone. I love y'all. I'm always going to be myself regardless. I'm going to say what's on my mind. I'm going to offer and give my opinion when my opinion is needed. There's so much shit going on that we need to fix. And I know this podcast is taking a complete turn. That's what happens when you drink. I'm sorry to offer the truth to you. This is what happens when you drink and you smoke. Green, just to clarify. this is what happens. This is episode 4. This is for the world. This is for the public. I don't like social media. I don't like people who participate in social media. And I do. And I'm only doing it because I'm trying to save social media. Episode 4. More to come. You have witnessed the birth of someone that's about to completely take everything over. This is the kind of shit that makes people feel uncomfortable. These rants, these quotes, these signs of someone who is a genius. You think me rambling and talking in the first few segments was something that, I don't know, something you've never heard or something you've heard and you're confused on how to even take it? This particular segment is me introducing who the fuck I am. This is brand new. This is a podcast that is brand new. This is the modern day Howard Stern. And once everything gets together, you're going to listen to this particular episode and say, wow, you told us. You told us. You warned us. And that is what the fuck I did. And that is what the fuck I'm doing. I'm warning you. This Hood's Atlanta podcast, everything that's affiliated with Hood's Atlanta is about to take over the world. So let it be known. Episode 4, episode 5, 6, and 7. It's definitely headed your way. So Atlanta, stand the fuck up. Because now you have a voice.